And this weekend, yes, there will be roller skating at the Port Lincoln Leisure Centre. It's part of the new group Skating On Air, and the founder, Jenny Matthews, joins us. Jenny, good morning.
Good morning, Keith. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. How do you manage to get into roller skating, of all things?
Well, yeah, that's a good question. I got into it like a lot of us did in our later years. I started as a teenager growing up around roller rinks back in the 80s, and loved it and loved the exercise and the social aspect of it and stuck with it, and left Melbourne 4 years ago to come to Port Lincoln. And missed skating, so I thought I'd start a group of my own if I couldn't find a group here.
So this has obviously been a little while in the making. It hasn't been just an overnight thing, has it?
No, we've been trying to get this off the ground for the last few years. There were a few roadblocks, but we thought we'd dive in head first and see what would come of it. And it's been received really well by the people of Port Lincoln.
And was it always the goal to try and get into the leisure centre, or was it just a case of whatever facilities are out there, you'd take them?
Well, that was our first aim, because there is no roller rink in Port Lincoln, obviously. So basketball courts are often used throughout Australia for people to train on and skate on. So we thought if they'd let us use their facilities, and we were quite well received there, because they've had quite a few inquiries over the years themselves. So we sort of joined together and here we are. Now we've got a club.
Speaking this morning with Jenny Matthews, the founder of Skating On Air, the new roller skating group that he's going to be launching this weekend. And is the focus on any sort of particularly competitive aspect of skating, such as roller derby, or is it more about just getting involved and even teaching the basics?
At this stage, we're starting off with the basics for adults and children, plus the social skating side of it. If there's enough interest, we're happy to get into the more competitive side of it. The last thing, I have been involved in speed skating, hockey and derby, the last thing being derby myself in Melbourne. If we've got the numbers and the interest, sure, we'll look into it. It's really, we're happy to cater to whatever sort of demand is out there.
And when it does come to skating, obviously, as you mentioned, the hockey side of things, will that also include roller blades as well as the four-wheeled skates?
Well, we can, at the moment, where anyone can come, whether they're on blades or quad skates, which is your traditional, you know, four-wheel skate. If you're going to get into the competitive sections, you know, and you wanted to compete with teams in Adelaide, they'd have specifications. But at this stage, if you wanted to train and practice, then everyone is welcome.
And for those people who would like to get a little bit more involved or to register, where can they get more information?
The best information is through Skating On Air Facebook page. All the details of official launch pricing and times and that sort of thing. And then they can also contact us through the message format on there. If they really get stuck, they can call the Leisure Centre. You can pass messages on, but preferably through the Facebook page.
Certainly looking forward to seeing the launch of Skating On Air this Saturday. Jenny Matthews, thank you so much for joining us.
No worries. Thanks for having me, Keith. Hope to see you there soon.